All right, so basically those are the things that we have been doing, and it's really hard to get all the pictures, put them together, but I hope you have an idea what we're doing there. And so please pray for, again, I know you are all praying for us, and we really appreciate that for us all previous years. And so please pray for, there are two things that that we are concerned right now. You please pray for the church and the school building. And we have a, it does not matter, you know, you see all the outreach that we have there. We meet on sometimes under the trees and some just open air like that. But in the main church we have the school. So the government, the education is, you know, giving all the hardships on, you have to have this facilities and all of those things. So please pray for that the Lord would provide all the needs. And then we have another one that we are trying to work out right now. We have I have a missionary friend. We started a foundation, which the main goal is to start radio stations in the Philippines. And so he will be going to the Philippines this month, and he will be applying for the NTC, the frequency numbers. So hopefully we can get that. I messaged him the other day. I said, could you get 90.3 for us? So he said, well, I'm just concerned. He said, why do you want 90.3? I said, never mind, just request for that. So so hopefully you please pray for that, Lord. The registration here, of course, it's a blessing. And one of the graduates, Dr. Paul, when he left a cassette tape, blank tapes. So what I would do in my room is put them during nights and put them on record and just place with all the advertisement and everything. And so when I went home to the Philippines, I have Gospel 90.3. Okay, so play that cassette tape there. But sometimes we get if the internet is good, we can get the radio station. And so in the middle of the night, we have midday meditation, and as Brother Pouch was saying, and good morning show at early morning. So again, we're so thankful to be able to be here for the watch night service and for all the ministries that you have. We really appreciate, and we're so thankful at least to be a part of Landmark Baptist College and Landmark Baptist Church. And and tonight, let's go to Proverbs chapter 29. Very familiar passage of the scripture. Tonight, let's go to Proverbs chapter 29 and Acts chapter 26, two places in the Word of God. As I would share our ministry and our vision. And I believe this is a very familiar passage of scripture to all of us in here, in this church. It says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 18, and then go to Acts chapter 26, two places in the Bible tonight. All right, Proverbs 29, verse number 18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Acts chapter 26, verse number 19. When Paul was preaching in front of King Agrippa, verse number 19, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Vision, of course, is defined as an act or power of seeing the eye, the sense of sight. That which is supposedly seen by other than normal sight. So, again, I believe Pastor Carter has been preaching about this, that the very first preaching that he has is about where there is no vision, the people perish. And so, at the early days of this year, and as we go through Anniversary Sunday, and as we go through the year, this year, we need to have a vision. We should have the ability to perceive something bigger than ourselves. In the Bible, We need to have a clear vision of who we are if we want to be used of God. I believe a good vision needs a good use of the eye. We need the touch of Christ in our eyes. Remember the story in Mark chapter 8, verse number 22-26 about the blind man that Jesus touched and healed. And the Lord Jesus asked him, he said, "Can you see men?" And the blind man said, "I see men as trees walking." So it's blurred, it's not clear. And so the Lord touched his eye the second time and he said, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And in our lives, and it's very easy to be distracted with a lot of things. It's so easy to be. I remember the very first time that I was here, I took notes of all the preaching, but later on, I slip away. And I'm glad that my sister took notes when she was here, so I have something to go back and preach. But I'm trying to say is, sometimes the love, that's why in the book of Revelation, the Bible said that, I know thy labor, I know thy works, but I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. So, in Revelation chapter 3, we are commanded to anoint our eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. Church in the Laodicea, I said, I'm rich, I don't need anything. But God said, you need to anoint your eyes. In Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says that we are commanded to have a single eye. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy full body shall be full of darkness. So we need a vision. We need a right perspective of the things that we do. And in this new year, let's have, like cars, you have to have do tune up and adjustment and realignment and all of those things. So this evening, we need a vision. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Very familiar passage of scripture tonight, but hopefully we'll wrap it up. Hopefully it will be a blessing to some of us here. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Go down to verse number 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So, first of all, there will be only 2 points for the preaching tonight, but we need a vision of the Lord, of God, who God is. If we are to serve God, I think we need to have a proper understanding and proper perspective of God, of this God that we are serving. The Bible says in John chapter 4, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Over and over again, if we don't know who our God is, we will be discouraged and we will be disappointed with a lot of things. When you are in the ministry, when you're in the mission field, I grew up in the Philippines, but there are still some discouragement. And we're glad that Tanya is there now, so Amy is not the only white girl in the town. And I do believe and understand that they have to struggle a lot of things. The very first few weeks we were there, I was trying to be nice to my wife, and I said, let's go out to eat. Unfortunately, she has food. I don't know what happened to that, but she lost a lot of pounds, and she said, oh, that's a good idea. Food could be a problem. Discouragement, a lot of things. There are some places we can't go. There are some places that you cannot just show up in there and do the ministry. But understanding and having a vision of the Lord that we are serving, and you know who God is. People do things about their gods. They suit their God in their lifestyle and beliefs and practices. But I believe we have to have the realness of God in our lives. In our Christian life, I believe there are a lot of things that you can get from the college, of course. If you want prophecy, take pastor's class, and then some other things, administration, pastor page on some other subjects. But one of the things that I enjoy most when I was here is about the subject by Dr. Bradley, the fear of the Lord. Making God real in our lives. It's not just we go with the flow, and in church like this, you can go with the flow and you can enjoy the fellowship, and you can appear as spiritual as you are, but you need to have a personal relationship with God. When trouble comes, like in the book of in the Old Testament, about what's your confidence about your God. So we need an understanding who God is. God will judge our work of what sort it is. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Romans chapter 14, the Bible said, every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. And so in 1 Corinthians 13, it speaks about when we do things. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. I think this is a good reminder to all of us as ministers and preachers and Sunday school teachers or whatever we do. Verse number 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So there are people that are gifted of how they say things. And we can be deceived. That's why there's a lot of preachers that deceive people, because they have the tongue of angels. But the Bible said, even if we have the tongues of angels and men and we don't have the charity, we are a sounding brass. Verse number 2, though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. So we need to have an understanding. We have to have a vision of who God is. And you can, of course, we all know we cannot fool God, right? Nobody can fool God. Even if you have all the voice of an angel, you have all the knowledge, you understand all mysteries. But if you don't have charity, the Bible said, we're not nothing. And then verse number 3, it could be a verse for all of us that minister and give sacrificially to the Lord, give our bodies. Verse number 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profiteth me nothing. So we should have understanding of God, who God is. What would we do? We go in the Philippines, and one Filipino brother told me when I was finishing up college, and he said, what's your plan after this? I said, I'm going back to the Philippines. And this is what he said. What are you thinking? He said, you are now on the promised land. To Filipinos, this is the promised land. Everybody wants to come here. That's why they're making jokes about us and Amy. He said, every Filipino wants to marry American to come here in the States. Amy married me so that she can go to the Philippines. But what I'm trying to say is, we might have all the sacrifices. We give our body to the poor. We give our, you sacrifice a lot of conveniences in life. The Bible said, if there's no charity, it profiteth you nothing. So we need to have that thing. So we need a vision. We need to have a vision of the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord, and he said in Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. Paul, who was then called Saul, saw the Lord and asked the question, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Samuel, the young boy, heard the voice of God. And Eli, the priest, told him, he said, when you heard the voice again, he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. We need to have a vision of the Lord. We need to have understanding, proper understanding who God is and who this God that we are serving. There's another one, John chapter 4, and this is the last one, 2 points for the preaching tonight, but John chapter 4, verses number 34 and 35,
John chapter 4, 34 and 35, Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. So number one, we need to have a vision of the Lord, who God is, the calling of God in our lives. Have that fear of God. Have that love of God. And then secondly, we need to have a vision of the lost. I understand this. As I minister, and missionaries would come, and they would, that's why we tried to remove the pictures about how poor Filipinos are in the video. Because sometimes we concentrate more on how poor people are, and we pity them. But it doesn't matter if they're poor or rich, educated or uneducated, have houses or no houses, they have souls. Souls are everywhere. During the Watch Night service, if you were here, you have seen all the pictures that was in the screen about all those houses in Haines City. And so it does not matter whether in the Philippines or in Haines City, souls are souls and they need to be saved. Amen. On the way here, we had an opportunity to drop by in Hawaii. And it's the paradise, the very best place that you can go. We had the opportunity to spend time with Kevin and Lori Hart, missionaries from Landmark Baptist Church. And I had the privilege and opportunity to go with Burr Kevin on his ministries. And you don't believe it, it's homeless. His church is for the homeless in the island of Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii. All over the place, on the ocean, where the parks are, it's homeless people. And he would gather in the park and he would preach to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, it's unfortunate, you know, homeless. You live in Hawaii, but you're homeless. What I'm trying to say is it's everywhere. Souls are everywhere. Could be in the Philippines, could be in Hawaii, could be in Haines City, it could be in Florida. We need to have a vision of the lost, of the souls of men. When we look at people, we should look at them that without Christ, there's no hope. Robert Moffat, the great missionary, said, I have seen the smoke of 1,000 villages. Villages without hope and without God into this world. And one of the things that amazes me is when you fly at night, it's either you fly out of a city or you come in on a city. And you can see all those lights on that city. And wonder, I'm thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah when God rained with fire and brimstone. If God would judge a city, how many would be saved on that city? And so we need a vision of the lost. You lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. We need to see the horrors of where lost people are heading into. Some people are good, they're moral, they're religious, but if they don't have Christ, you understand, as Christians, they don't have no hope after this life. Amen. Heaven is real. Amen. But hell is still hot. Amen. Hell is still real, and the fire is still there. Without Christ, people are still going there. We are all on that 21st modern technology, instant push button, whatever they call it. There's no shortcuts for salvation. Still the old-fashioned way, you repent of your sins and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We can use all the technologies, the internet, the radio, and all of those things. But these are the means to preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are still commanded to go and preach the gospel. You look on the fields, they are white already to harvest. We need a vision of the lost. We need preachers and Bible students and missionaries that would focus their ministry in winning the lost for the Lord Jesus Christ. We still need widow women and old ladies that would gather together for prayer, just for the praying for the salvation of the lost. Back in the old days, you understand that about the cottage prayer meetings that they do so that they could win their city for the Lord Jesus Christ. We still need young people today that would say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you see the Lord in Isaiah and you say, who will go for us? We still need those that are willing to leave their fortune and their career that would go to the heathen or in Hain City to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to get a vision of lost souls. In Jude verse number 22-23, open our Bibles to that. Jude 22 and 23. All right, let's start verse number 20. But ye, beloved, Jude is a very interesting book in the Word of God. It speaks about Noah, it speaks about Cain, it speaks about Sodom and Gomorrah, the influence of this world. But ye, beloved, if you're a Christian, God is talking to you. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. So, of some. I wish that word could be not some, but most. Some have compassion. The word compassion appears over and over again in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he saw the multitude, the Bible said he was moved with compassion. When he saw the blind, he said he was moved with compassion. When he saw the lepers, he said he was moved with compassion. The word compassion changes the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, we need to have a vision of the Lord and of the lost. So, have you heard the Lord yet in your lives? The problem today is God is still calling. The problem is we are too busy and God cannot get a hold of us. Most of our cell phone, sometimes when somebody calls, is cannot be reached. And sometimes when God tries to talk to us and God tries to call us, we cannot be rich. At the end of his life, Paul said, you know, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. When life is over, I do understand and I do believe that we will leave everything into this world. And we all know only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. God is still calling and God's still on the business of trying to get our attention. So what do we do with that? God spoke to Isaiah. Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. God crossed Paul and Jesus Christ way crossed one time in Acts chapter 9, and he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Samuel said, Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. And so tonight, you might have something in mind and you might have some plans, but we need a vision from God. It does not matter if we are young. Bible said, young people, you need to give our strength to the Lord. While we are still young, we are middle-aged Christians, God needs our strength. We are old, the Bible said they will still bring forth fruit
in their old age. The Bible said, I pray not that you take them out from the world, but be with them, Lord. And until we have that breath in our noses or whatever that is, God has still a plan for us. We need to have a vision of God. And we need to have a vision of the lost. The Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, thankful for tonight. Thank you for Pastor Carter and for this wonderful church. Pray for all those that teach in the college. We're so thankful for them. Give their lives so that we could be trained to be preachers of thy word. Lord, we pray for all those that are sacrificing for this church. We pray, dear God, that may